AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. says a new round of peace talks has begun to try to end the Hamas war. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
They are just starting.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are meeting with an Israeli delegation in Doha.
We do not anticipate coming out of these talks today with a deal. In fact, I'd expect the talks to continue into tomorrow.
Kirby says the focus now is on implementing a deal President Biden laid out in May for a ceasefire and the release of Hamas hostages. Both sides have agreed in principle, but accuse each other of making new demands. Gaza health authorities say the 10-month war has now killed more than 40,000 people. And men like this in the central Gaza Strip are pleading for the two sides to accept a deal and end this. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The two candidates for vice president, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, have agreed to a debate in New York October 1st. It will be hosted by CBS. Vance also challenged Walz to meet in a debate on September 18th. The government reports a big boost in retail sales last month, another sign the Federal Reserve could start cutting interest rates next month. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick sees a downward trend in a good way.
We're going to see some further improvement on prices, or at least inflation that's going to continue to come down. And more importantly, I think, interest rates are going to be coming down, and that is going to help connect people to better affordability with respect to borrowing.
Vice President Kamala Harris will join President Biden later today to announce price cuts for popular Medicare drugs. Ksenia Kavana, a dual U.S.-Russian national, was convicted of treason in Russia and sentenced to 12 years in prison. She's charged with donating about $52 to a charity aiding Ukraine. This is AP News. A UN agency says the Taliban deliberately deprived more than a million Afghan girls of school.
The Taliban, who took power over Afghanistan in 2021, barred education for girls above the sixth grade because they said it didn't comply with their interpretation of Sharia or Islamic law. Afghanistan is the only country in the world that bans female secondary and higher education. UNESCO said if you add the number of girls who were already out of school before the bans were introduced, there are now 2.5 million girls in the country deprived of their right to education. I'm Karen Shamas.
Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq resigned after a brief tumultuous tenure that saw her face heavy scrutiny for her handling of protest and campus divisions in New York over the Israel-Hamas war. Shafiq was heavily criticized by Republicans in Congress who accused her of not doing enough to combat anti-Semitism on Columbia's campus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.